What do you feel like? Good news, bad news? I feel like I've been feeling a lot like Taylor lately, and it's been bad news heavy.
I've been rubbing off on you too much. Maybe we do some good news.
Well, let's see if I even have any.
And don't just make it look like good news. It better be good news.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what's filed. Okay, this one is from Earth.com. I didn't realize that the whole planet had a website.
Yeah, it needs it. It's underrepresented.
It totally underrepresentative, and so much so that I've never even heard of its website. Moon named Miranda orbiting Uranus seems to have an ocean and possibly life.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know it had moons, honestly.
I can't keep track of who has moons and who doesn't have moons. I'm really having trouble talking today.
Well, good luck with it, for we are in a talking sphere right now.
This one's by Eric Rawls, who's representing the Earth on Earth.com. A recent study points to an exciting possibility that Uranus's moon Miranda, located in the far reaches of our solar system, but wouldn't it be orbiting Uranus?
Yeah, but that's in the far reaches of the solar system.
I thought it just was alluding that the moon might be anywhere in the solar system. May harbor a hidden sea beneath its icy crust, making it hospitable to extraterrestrial life. Discovering water on moon is a task. It's even harder when that moon is hundreds of millions of miles away. The John Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory is the person who gave us a peek into these icy depths. Quote, to find evidence of an ocean inside a small object like Miranda is incredibly surprising, said Nordheim, who co-authored the study. His team's work challenges our understanding of Miranda while positing new questions about the potential for life on other celestial bodies. Recall 1986 when Voyager 2, NASA's Intrepid spacecraft, beamed back the first close-up images of Miranda? It was a sight to behold. I actually don't, so I should actually take a look at that right now. Voyager 2...
I assume that's the photo Miranda. I'm looking at on the Wikipedia page.
What Wikipedia page?
The Miranda bracket moon Wikipedia page.
I want to see what it looks like. I want to see what I'm talking about.
Apparently it's pretty tiny.
That's a nice looking moon.
Yeah. It looks like a classic moon.
It looks remarkably moon-like, yes. A bizarre landscape that looked as if it had been stitched together from bits and pieces of different worlds. From deep grooves,
yeah, I get that,
and towering cliffs to mysterious trapezoid-shaped regions known as coronae.
Oh yeah, then aliens have been there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But they've been to all of them probably, mostly. Miranda appeared to be a geological wonder, but what could have caused a varied landscape?
My guess would be the fact that it's so close to Uranus that its gravity is pulling on it. Just a guess, though. I'm not an astronomer or a scientist anyway.
There's multiple things that could have happened to it.
Yeah.
Uranus is one of the lesser-known planets in our solar system. Unlike
that
the
is
other
not
planets.
True. It is so well-known.
Yeah, no, it is. It says that right on Earth.com. It is probably one of the more famous planets. Unlike the other planets, Uranus rotates on its side, so its axis is almost parallel to its orbit. This tilt causes some extreme seasons. Imagine a planet where each pole gets 42 years of continuous sunlight followed by 42 years of darkness. Scientists think a massive collision with an Earth-sized object might have knocked it over early in its history.
Maybe it was Earth. And we don't know.
Yeah. This is Earth.
We probably do, but so we don't know personally.
Yeah. I feel like it's just playing stupid at this point. Another interesting aspect is Uranus's atmosphere, which is rich in icy materials like water, ammonia, and methane. That methane is what gives the planet its signature blue-green color. When is it going to get to the light the ocean like on its moon? Uranus also has a set of faint rings and at least 27 moons, many named after Shakespearean characters like Miranda, which is the subject of this article, and Ariel.
Anyhow, back to everything about Uranus. Yeah.
Despite being discovered way back in 1781 by William Herschel, Uranus still holds many secrets, and researchers are eager to explore it further to understand more about these distant icy worlds. Caleb Strom, graduate student at the University of North Dakota, and Alex Pathoff, from the Planetary Science Institution in Arizona joined Nordheim for this fascinating study. They approached this mystery like detectives working a cold case, revisiting old Voyager 2 images and using modern computer modeling techniques to reconstruct Miranda's geologic past. As Strom and his team mapped out Miranda's convoluted surface features and modeled different scenarios for its interior structure, a startling picture became to emerge. Their findings suggested that around 100 to 500 million years ago, Miranda likely harbored a subsurface ocean at least 62 miles deep beneath a frost crust no more than 19 miles thick. Quote, "That result was a big surprise to them," end quote, said Strom. "The thought that a moon as small as Miranda could contain such a large ocean is not something scientists expected. Even more confusing is the fact that this ocean could have been warm enough to remain liquid, despite Miranda's incredible distance from the sun. The credit goes to a dance of gravitational forces played out between Miranda and her neighboring moons orbiting Uranus. This phenomenon, known as orbital resonance, can generate friction and heat within a moon's interior enough to sustain a subsurface ocean. The case isn't closed yet. The team believes that Miranda's interior hasn't entirely frozen over. If it had, we would see specific surface features that just aren't there. So there's a good chance that Miranda still has a subsurface ocean, though likely thinner than before. But the suggestion of an ocean inside one of the most distant moons in the solar system is remarkable, remarked Strom. That was in quotes. Sorry, didn't announce it. This isn't the first time a small moon has surprised us. Back in 2004, Enceladus. Oh, I like that name. I wish I would have heard that a couple years ago.
Before children. Well, NC's a pretty good nickname.
Oh, that is a strong name. One of Saturn's moons revealed active geysers spewing water vapor and ice into space, hinting at a hidden ocean. Today, Enceladus is a prime target in the search for extraterrestrial life. Anyhow, it goes on and on. I've had enough reading of this because I think you get the gist, and I think I get the gist.
Find it a little curious that part of the reason it seems to be that they're saying it could have had an ocean and therefore life is that they don't have good information. Did that not come off to you that they're like, we don't know enough, so maybe, I don't know.
It's definitely a guess. And at Earth.com, they're not doing good science.
They're just saying, keep it vague.
They're just trying to say, like, this could have been a possibility, but I guess they don't really know for sure. Just based on how they put the models together for how the surface looks, it could potentially be an ocean. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. It's too blurry to tell.
Yeah, maybe. The photos aren't that good.
And we're not going back. Let's face it. That's yeah, so far.
Exactly. And so with that, I feel like we're making this Wednesday a good one.
It's actually weirdly a shame that we don't know much about this, but like we have very detailed photos of Pluto because we sent a satellite there. But you can't think about planets in their order away from the sun as being like, oh yeah, because Neptune and Uranus come right before Pluto, sure, it probably flies by there. No, they can be so far away.
I was just going to say they could be on the other side of the
universe. On the opposite sides of the solar system.
That's so true, though. You really got to time it for, like, when all the planets are aligning, and then you can just drive by all of them. No, that wouldn't work, would it?
No, and that is, in fact, what they did with Voyager. It was a once-in-a 150-year event where all the planets lined up for gravity pulls to get it as far as it did and to see many of the planets. Yeah, that they pushed it as fast as they could to get Voyager there for that particular time. And that's when they got the photo, I'm pretty sure.
We'll never get it again. Why can't we just start sending up like a million satellites though for each one?
No, those have to stay in our orbit for reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I won't ask questions.
And with that, you got 48 hours. Don't ponder those satellites. They need to be there.
Don't. I know I'm not.
Good. Bye.
Bye.